unrefined fuel products. House Bill 145, public interest litigants. And House Bill 313, state procurement program. House Bill 111, RCA. That's how we get things done around here, Mr. Speaker.
Further committee announcements? General announcements? Special orders? Representative Gatto?
Permission to speak on shiny things?
Without objection?
There are two events that occurred today. One of them's over and one of them's still occurring. The one that was over was an event that began at Centennial Hall. It was the Cancer Survivors Walk, and it ended up right here on the Capitol steps before session started. The other one deals with shiny things made out of metal with wheels in each corner. And that's at Centennial Hall. There's the old car show, and it's a beauty. It's a benefit for Juneau Douglas High School. And if you thought there weren't any old cars in Juneau, you're going to be surprised. They're inside, they're outside, they're everywhere, and they're very, very good looking. So if you get a minute in that direction, a good place to stop. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Gatto. Representative Kukesh.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Permission to speak about our colleague.
Without objection?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This morning I talked to Linda Jewell, our representative from District 40. Yesterday he went into surgery about 8 in the morning, came back out and went back into surgery again about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Had some complications, but this morning when I talked to Linda, she said after a long night, when she walked in the room this morning, he gave her 2 thumbs up. So I think he's feeling better. She's real optimistic. He still is on oxygen, and he'll be on oxygen until late this afternoon, but is doing well. And Linda says to tell you that she really appreciates your thoughts and your prayers. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Kukesh. We certainly hope Reggie will have a speedy recovery. For the special orders. It wasn't this date in history, but I thought I'd share you a little bit of history. United States of America, Mother's Day, was first suggested in the year 1872 by Julia Ward Howe, who also wrote the words to the Battle Hymn of the Republic as a day dedicated to peace. She would hold an organized Mother's Day meeting in Boston, Massachusetts every year. It wasn't until 1907 when Ann Jarvis from Philadelphia began a campaign to establish a national Mother's Day that Ms. Jarvis persuaded her mother's church in Grafton, West Virginia to celebrate Mother's Day on the second anniversary of her mother's death, second Sunday of May. By the next year, Mother's Day was also celebrated in Philadelphia. She and several of her supporters began to write to ministers, businessmen, and politicians in their endeavor to establish a national Mother's Day. In 1910, the governor of West Virginia proclaimed the second Sunday in May as Mother's Day, and a year later, every state celebrated it. President Woodrow Wilson, in 1914, made the official announcement proclaiming Mother's Day as a national holiday that was to be held each year on the second Sunday of May. Quote, they believe what they're doing is so important that they are willing to risk the truth, unquote. So there you have the history, if you will, Mother's Day, and for those mothers. M is for the million things she gave me. O means only that she's growing old. T is for the tears she shed to save me. H is for the heart of purest gold. E is for her eyes with love light shining, and R means right, and right she'll always be. Put them all together, and they spell mother. And she means the world to me. Mr. Majority Leader.
Right.
All those mothers out there. Thank you. To all the mothers, a happy Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Hear, hear. Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand adjournment until 11 a.m. Monday, May 12.
We adjourn until Monday, May 12th, 11 a.m.